Hi, I'd like to welcome you to the bitsofnature.earth podcast. And today I'm Jamie Robe, and today I have my daughter, Brenna Robe, who's a local artist and a nature lover. And she's here with me at the Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary, which is now called the Seaside Seabird Sanctuary over Madeira Beach, Florida. Brenna, how are you doing?
I'm great, Dad. Happy to be here with you.
Well, we're just talking about birds for a few minutes, and
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
go on in. Walk in that direction. We're like, is it totally gone?
No, it's still
beautiful.
Here.
It looks beautiful.
Tons of birds. Sorry about that.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead, Brenna. We're saying we had some interruptions there.
Yeah.
There's lots of people here today.
Yeah, tons of people here to see the birds, to walk around on the beach.
We're standing actually just on the beach side here of the facility, if you can call it. It was originally a single family home in 1970s, and
now it's the largest wild bird sanctuary on the Gulf.
Yes, it's an amazing place. It's got some parking here. It probably holds maybe 10 cars, 12 cars.
But hundreds of birds.
Yes, there are wild birds as well as ones that are injured and that have to be kept in aviaries and various structures they've built. So what did you see here today that stands out to you, Brenna?
Well, there's the spot-breasted oriole, which was rescued from illegal wildlife traders. Apparently, there's 1.5 million birds that are illegally traded each year, and this bird is actually a secret agent because he helped to identify some big actors in the wildlife trade. So that was one really interesting bird, but there's a lot of seabirds here, pelicans, different gulls and things like that.
Yeah, I was impressed with, of course, the pelicans. There's the brown pelicans that were endangered, and I was reading about this history of this place, and they were their first baby brown pelican born in captivity was here probably 30 plus years ago, and they literally have saved hundreds of pelicans, and they have these giant white pelicans. I don't even know what their name is.
I think they might just be called white pelicans, but
they look
they're really interesting.
Two or three times as big as a brown pelican.
Huge. And they have like a weird crest on their beak that reminds me of a dinosaur.
Yeah. Well, birds and dinosaurs are sort of
the same. That's true. I guess they all kind of remind me of dinosaurs.
They have they have different kinds of birds, from little house type sparrows to eagles. I saw a lady walking around with an owl showing people.
Yeah, there's a bald eagle here named Roosevelt, and he's been here for years. Beautiful, huge bird.
Yeah, this in 1970, they say that this was the only house. Oh, we have a friend walking right towards us right now. It's a brown pelican. And the amazing thing about the Suncoast, or the Seaside Seabird Sanctuary, is that
wild birds are just attracted to it.
Yeah,
they just love the vibes here.
There's condos and buildings everywhere now up and down this beach. There's no, you know, forests or anything left here, but all the birds know this is a safe place. So the ones inside that can't fly, that are missing a wing or broken legs and different things, they have to be here in special captivity forever and cared for by the volunteers and the nonprofit here. But the wild birds come, and they actually some of them are building nests on top of the aviaries. So it's a really cool little ecosystem left in Florida.
Yeah, so if you ever have an injured bird in this area, you could call them up and bring your bird over, or if you're just looking for a good thing to do one afternoon, you can come by and leave a donation.
Yeah, this is a nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit, and they have a bird hospital here. I know on the website they actually have cams so you can watch them do operations and things. But it's an amazing thing that people that love birds started long ago, and new people are keeping it going, and it makes you feel good. And it's just fascinating to see these birds up close. And the birds that are, they're just birds hanging around, they're just fine. They are like, you can walk up within a couple of feet of a gray heron or some odd, you know, bird that you probably couldn't out at Lettuce Lake Park or something. So it's cool to see them up close.
Yeah, it's great. So are we wrapping up this little segment?
Yeah, this has been fun. It's such a beautiful day.
It is.
We're looking at the Gulf of Mexico right now, and you can see, you know, the water, there's some waves, and but it's just beautiful clouds in the sky. It's just typical Florida weather. We're a little bit on the cold side here. Probably it's 69 degrees. To us, it feels really cool. Florida is a beautiful place, especially in the winter time.
Yes, this has been really fun, Dad.
All right, well, I'll put some of our pictures up on the website. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you want to see what we're looked at in here, you can go to bitsofnature.earth. That's bitsofnature.earth, and you can see our photos. Well, thank you, Brenna.
Thanks,
Dad. Let's call it a wrap.